Today on the HR Power Hour, we're going to be talking to Colin Van Ostern. He is the Director of Marketing for College for America. Colin, thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, this is a brand new college, and I think one of the things that I'd like to establish right now is, first, you know, where did this topic come about? Who made the decision to bring this to life? Why now is a good opportunity to bring a new college online?
Sure. Well, College for America was founded by Southern New Hampshire University, which is a nonprofit, 80-year-old traditional campus here in New Hampshire. And a number of years ago, after seeing some really successful growth with our online program, our online higher education, but it's still traditional online classes, our university president gave us a charge to come up with a higher education degree that's really focused on fixing two problems. One is the rising cost of college and inaccessibility of a college degree to so many Americans. And two is what seems to be a growing skills gap in the workplace, where employers are reporting that employers just don't have the basic skills that they would expect. And so we kind of redesigned a higher education to satisfy those two issues, to make it more affordable, more accessible, and more accountable to the actual skills that folks need in the workplace.
And I know that the college was also founded with a Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation grant in 2012. Tell me a little bit how that was involved.
Well, you know, we're really pushing the envelope in terms of the cutting-edge innovation in higher education, and we've had a tremendous amount of support in doing that. One is through a grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which really is looking for different models of innovation and education of all stripes. You know, we're specifically looking at higher education in our program, and specifically higher education for working adults. But you know, the Gates Foundation focuses on strengthening education at all different levels, not just what we're doing. And then the second group, there's a group called the Lumina Foundation, which is also devoted to improving and innovating in higher education across all different schools. And so they also have given us a grant to help develop this program. And we put a lot of work into it over the last couple of years and just launched as a pilot last spring with about 500 students from companies and nonprofits and other areas, other employers across the country.
So I think this is the important part that I want to get out to the listeners, because probably people listening thinking, okay, it's a new college. What does that really have to do with HR and employers? This is targeted towards companies and organizations, nonprofit, for-profit, to help them improve their adult workforce and skills and needs. So could you kind of explain why this revolutionary idea for online development in those areas came to life?
Of course. So we work exclusively with employers and working adults. So we're not open to anyone to find us online and apply. We work with employers like McDonald's or ConAgra Foods or Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield has call center workers that are studying with us right now in Maine and New Hampshire. You know, our program is really built for working adults, and specifically for folks who either never made it to college in the first place, they couldn't afford to go, or it just didn't work for their busy lives, or perhaps they took some college and dropped out, often due to cost or family commitments. It's usually frontline employees. We have folks who work on the factory floor, call center employees, folks who have a high school education and are showing some promise in their work, but really are being held back from contributing more to their own career and to their company's success because they just don't have those credentials in higher education that's needed in order to grow in their own career.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was talking to an executive for a bank, and they were talking about how they've changed a lot of their job descriptions to require education, for example, for people to move up at different levels. And some of the people who had been in the organization for a period of time don't have those degrees. And so they were encouraging online education. They were encouraging people to go back to school to continue to build on their own personal development, which would certainly help the organization as well help individuals. Do you see companies looking at this as a huge benefit to their employees?
We do. We see it in a few different ways. One is we have companies who have aging workforces, so particularly as the baby boomer generation retires. We have companies who are concerned about succession planning and how to bring more folks into their middle management and even senior management positions. And we also see companies that, you know, really want to have a better accountability in the skills that their employees can bring to bear. But the truth is that traditional education often doesn't work for a lot of these students. That's one of the reasons that they don't have a college degree in the first place. Sometimes it's just because of expense. The cost of college has risen astronomically, and student debt is just out of control. But sometimes it also just doesn't fit in their lives between juggling a busy family and often working full-time hours. You know, it's difficult to find time for traditional courses and classes and lectures, and it also sometimes doesn't make sense for some employees. So an example would be, you know, if you've been working with numbers and spreadsheets on the job for the last 10 years, spending 16 weeks in an introductory math course at a local community college or even a good online school is going to be using up a lot of your time that probably you're not learning that much out of. Alternatively, you might not be able to learn how to write well in a 16-week course. You might need some more work on that. It's not what you've been doing in your job. And so our program at College for America really is, the focus is making education mandatory and time flexible. So if you can master the competencies in a project quickly, you can move on to other work. If you need to spend more time on it, working with a coach and additional resources and a mentor and other students, you can take much longer than you would. The key is you have to master the work. And because of that, employers are telling us that they, you know, think there's a higher level of accountability in the degree itself.
When this program was put together, why make it all online? Why not incorporate some degree of in-class study?
Well, you know, we're trying to have a program that's, first of all, scalable so that folks can access it anywhere in the country. And second of all, that really meets the type of learning environment that students rely on most. So, you know, I mentioned that we have folks in call centers here in New England. Our first graduate was working at a ConAgra. He still is working at a ConAgra plant in Troy, Ohio, a Slim Jim factory. He was working the sanitation shift, generally took his classes at somewhat odd hours based on the shifts that he was working in, but he could do it online, work with peers from ConAgra or other companies around the country, and do it in a way that's much more flexible and project-based than what you would expect at a traditional course. You know, there aren't a lot of colleges open at you know, midnight or 3 in the morning when you get off a late shift. But you can still do that learning online if that's what works for your schedule.
When you're talking about trying to make sure that skills that are needed in the workforce today are put in place, take me through a little bit of the programs that you offer. Take a little bit through an understanding of how that can actually help a workforce today.
Sure. So, you know, our first degree that we've offered is an associate's degree in general studies. And I should say, you know, we've talked a lot about the accountability and the accessibility, but the third feature here for us is that we've made it revolutionarily affordable. So the degree is $2,500 a year, which can be about the tenth of the price of a traditional associate's degree program. The associate's degree in general studies encompasses all the same competencies that you would see at a strong associate's degree program at any other university. So an example would be, you know, we don't have, you know, we don't have traditional courses, but we do have a set of 120 competencies, things like can use charts and graphs to convey information. That would be one competency. And the way that we help students with the learning and the way that we measure their competency is through projects rather than through courses. So let me give you an example of a traditional project for us. So a project might be this. You inherited a task from a fellow employee at your job who abruptly left their job, and they were working on figuring out which vending machine to get for the break room. They had gotten brochures from 3 vending machine companies. They had done a survey of employees to see what kind of foods and how often they would buy them, and they had started to fill out a spreadsheet, but it's not complete, and there might be errors in it. Your task in this project is to look at the information and the resources that you have, finish this spreadsheet that they've filled out, draw some conclusions about what would be the best in terms of satisfying the employees' needs expressed in the survey and the most cost-effective for the company, and then write a business memo recommending to your boss which of the vending machine companies should be used. So that project incorporates three or four different competencies. You need to be able to do some basic use of spreadsheets and mathematical arithmetic analysis. You need to be able to do some basic writing and writing a business memo. And there are, I think, one or two other competencies incorporated in that project. And so we have a learning coach who will help students with that. We have peer work, so a number of the projects are group-based. That one in particular was an individual project, but we have others that are team-based. And we find that this is a very effective real-world learning environment for students, rather than kind of sitting through a lecture and reading in a textbook and then then learning in that method.
No, that's great. When you're talking about an individual who comes online and takes these courses, is this done through Skype? Is this done through or a program like Skype? Or is it done through audio? How does the program actually take place?
Sure. So, we have a learning environment that we have built online where students come in. It's multimedia, so a lot of the projects are kind of expressed in a written fashion, like the one that I just gave as an example. And then there are resources that we use, so there'll be videos they can watch that we posted online or from YouTube. There'll be written material, so sections from literature or essays or work product that they can read online. They interact with our coach usually through a Google Plus, Google Hangout, so that allows for both an audio and a video interaction with their learning coach on a regular basis, so they can do it by phone as well. We try to be as flexible as possible and fit what the students' needs are. And the work product that we require really reflects the range of media that you would see in a workplace. So, the writing requirements, for example, for someone to have graduated with an associate's degree across all their different projects, they need to have written business memos, blog posts, research projects of five or six pages in length, a total of 25 different writing assignments. They also need to have put together PowerPoint presentations, made a couple videos of their own, tape themselves in giving a presentation so that they can work on their own communication skills. And we find that those it actually ends up being a transcript that instead of just giving a transcript to employers at the end of this process that says, they got a B in Marketing 101, our transcript has those, those traditional course equivalents, but it also says, here is a copy of the presentation that they give, a video of the presentation that they gave in the marketing project that they did, and a PowerPoint presentation and a business memo that they wrote. And the result is that employers have much more concrete deliverables that they can use to judge candidates for promotions or for other jobs than just knowing that the guy who got a B did a little bit better than the girl who got a C in that particular course.
That is great information. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB, and we will be right back. If you're responsible for hiring and firing, you know it can be like a roulette wheel. If your new hire turns out to be a bad hire, well, all you've lost is time and money. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Don't gamble with your hiring. We have a better solution. We've helped hundreds of companies like yours find the right talent, and we guarantee it. Career Management Associates delivers people that fit. Go to cmacareer.com. And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com. And today we are having a great conversation with Colin Van Ostern, and he is the Director of Marketing for College for America, a new college that's out there for organizations to look at for their employees. And I think that's where I want to start this second segment here, Colin, is talk about organizations. We've kind of talked about what it's about, what it can do, but why would a company want to take the time to go to this new college versus maybe an organization they may be familiar with or maybe their alma mater?
Sure. We find that what's most attractive to the employers who have partnered with us now is really two things. One is that our program is built flexibly for the adult learner. So it's not a traditional college. You know, the fact is most folks learning in higher education today aren't high school graduates who are off at a traditional college campus getting their degree before they enter the workforce. And the ones who are the students who work at our employer partners definitely aren't that. They work often heavy part-time hours or full-time hours, and they need a learning environment that's really built for them. And so built for them means that it's flexible and project-based and self-paced. It also means it's radically affordable. So because there's not a traditional campus, and because our work tends to be more project-based and utilize a lot of free online resources, they can expect that it's both high quality, it's a fully accredited transferable degree, but it's also a degree that costs a fraction of what a traditional college degree costs. So in most employers, they offer some sort of a tuition reimbursement, and it's common that that tuition reimbursement will be capped at several thousand dollars a year, and usually it's used by folks who are kind of in middle management who might use it to take a class or two at a time at a local community college. Well, with College for America, the existing tuition reimbursements that most companies have often will cover 100% of the cost of our college degree, which means that they can have frontline employees who often don't have a lot of disposable income to spare, who can be covered by their existing tuition reimbursements and can gain some really concrete job skills and a transferable, accredited college degree that can help them in their career. And then the other piece on the cost is we're actually the first competency-based higher education institution in the country to be certified for federal financial aid. So that means all the traditional Pell grants or loans, our students are eligible for those. So, you know, if you're working as an hourly earner, earning, say, $20,000 a year or less, and you're single, chances are pretty good that you're eligible for Pell grants to cover a lot of the cost of this degree that we're talking about. So for employers, it's a really low-cost way of solving some really significant issues around retention, succession planning, and having employees who just have more accountable skill building than they have today.
No, I think that's great. Well, you brought up the amount about cost. Do you mind taking me through what that cost would be for an organization or an individual, or maybe some ranges, because obviously it may be different for individual courses?
Sure. So, you know, it's a really different cost model. It's basically all you can learn. So our program costs $2,500 a year. Traditionally, our students for an associate's degree is a roughly two-year average amount of time. So in that case, it would cost $5,000 usually over the course of 2 years. Most of our partners, so we partner with folks like I mentioned, McDonald's or ConAgra or Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield. Usually they have tuition reimbursement programs, that so the employer is paying most of that using an existing benefit that they already have today. Sometimes the students are paying all or part of it out of their own pocket. But what's really remarkable is that time is totally flexible in our program. So we actually have some students who really had already learned a number of the things on the job before they even enrolled in our program, and it never would have made sense for them to take 2 years and spend tens of thousands of dollars for a college degree. But because they were able to demonstrate that competency quickly in a number of areas and a number of projects, we've graduated 10 students who've graduated in less than half a year. So, ranging from 4 to 5 months for their entire degree, which means the degree cost them a little over $1,000 for a fully accredited high quality and transferable associate's degree. It's really unheard of.
No, that really is, when you really think about it from a cost perspective and from a benefit perspective, when you really think about the fact that employees earn more when they have a degree and have the ability to move up the corporate ladder or move in an organization and have a skill set that is needed to, quote, check the box for some of the organizations that make this now required. That is a very reasonable cost compared to other universities and colleges out there. So I guess the question that will always come up, right? The question that will always come up is, why so cheap?
Well, we actually designed it that way. We built this. If you're going to have an education degree that's built for frontline workers generally relatively low wage workers who never made it to college or dropped out or couldn't afford it in the first place, you have to have as a constraint the fact that it just can't cost that much. And some of the ways that we've taken cost out of the equation are, you know, you're not going to find some of the amenities that you would have at a traditional college environment. So if you're a high school senior who's graduated and your family's in the middle class or upper middle class and you're willing to take out tens of thousands of dollars of loans, there are some huge advantages that you might have, say, in having a really beautiful campus with an amazing dining facility and a gym, and you're surrounded by folks who are learning in that environment. And that's great. That's great for some folks. It's a minority of the learners that are out there right now. But by not having some of those physical structures, we can offer learning that's just as high quality at a much cheaper price. In the other way that we've taken cost out of the equation is by having a lot of the learning be done on a project-based model using online resources that frankly didn't exist 10 or 20 years ago. You know, we don't require students to pay thousands of dollars to buy textbooks, because the truth is, for most of what you need for our degree, those resources are already available online, and the work we do is collecting them, ensuring that they're of high quality, putting them in front of the students for the projects that they're on. And they have coaches that they work with, but, you know, we're not a research institution. College for America doesn't have tenured faculty who are doing groundbreaking research and really expanding human learning and human knowledge, you know, in field as thought leaders in their fields. We're focused on learning and student learning rather than that level of thought leadership. And so we save a lot of money for our students that way.
Well, you know, the question of faculty obviously comes up. So if you were to give me an example of what their credentials are in terms of allowing individuals out there, companies out there, to know that they're going to get quality training and teaching.
Sure. You know, well, you have to start with the fact that because we're developed by Southern New Hampshire University, which is an 80-year institution and has educated tens of thousands of students, you know, it's grounded in a really good place, and that our degree was built off an existing degree, and we have that as an ongoing benchmark to challenge ourselves and maintain a high level of accountability. It also is fully accredited by the New England Accrediting Association. It's the oldest of the regional accrediting associations in the country. And what we've done is we disaggregate the traditional faculty role into a couple different areas. So our students work with a learning coach who, you know, mentors them and helps them through the learning process. Learning coaches have advanced degrees. They're professional educators. But they're not issue area specific. They're student specific. So they'll work with a student and they'll help them in their process. They'll help them when they hit a roadblock. And that's separate from the role of a traditional faculty who's issue area specific. So in issue areas, we have evaluators who do rigorous and timely evaluation. So every project that's submitted has to get a rigorous and detailed evaluation back within 24 to 48 hours back to the student. But the evaluators don't interact with the students. So their evaluation is done based on the quality of the work and whether the work is mastered or not. It's not based on how much they like the student or how well they've been working together. We find that by disaggregating those roles, you get more mastery and rigor in the actual evaluation. And you also have a stronger relationship between the student and their learning coach, which will help them succeed and have some higher persistence through the program. And then the last piece is a lot of the learning, the way it happens in the real world, happens from peers. So we have projects that are teamwork-based projects, students who are working with other students who can challenge each other and challenge themselves. And then we also ask each employer to have a mentor assigned to students, somebody from within the organization who can help them, you know, someone who can really understand the role that they've been in their organization and how they can succeed and learn.
Well, this has been very informative and interesting. Colin, tell me where we can go, or an organization can go, to find information on your program.
Well, collegeforamerica.org is our website, and I would encourage folks to go there. We have some additional videos, examples of projects, ways that folks can get more information or ask us for more information. You know, we've had the benefit of getting some great publicity. In fact, just 2 months ago, the President of the United States, who gave a major speech about how to reduce the cost of higher education, and strengthen our college degree programs. And he cited College for America at Southern New Hampshire University, called it out by name as one of the most innovative things that we can do to drive down costs and increase quality in higher education. So we've been getting a lot of interest. We have a number of partners, both corporate, nonprofit, public sector. We think that most importantly, we've helped state change some students' lives, and that's the feedback that we're getting now.
No, that's great. And on HRPowerHour.com, you'll be able to go after this show and see Colin's remarks and obviously download this show if you're interested, as well as click on information and go directly to that site. Colin, I want to thank you today for being on the show and providing information on this brand new experience, or benefit, if you want to call it, for organizations out there in America today.
Thank you very much, and I look forward to talking with you soon.
You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLLB.